It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A Goldman Sachs executive who quit his job yesterday joins a proud tradition. Greg Smith wrote an op-ed in the New York Times slamming the financial firm where he worked for years.
He claimed they didn't even pretend to care about their clients anymore and talked only of how to make money from the clients. The Times was so impressed it wrote a news article about the significance of its own op-ed attack on Wall Street culture.
Other people soon wrote parodies, including Why I Quit the Empire, written by Darth Vader.
New York Magazine wrote of past financial industry flameouts, like the executive who wrote that he was leaving Wall Street and went on to endorse hemp. Then there was Jake DeSantis, who ripped AIG as he departed, also with an article in the New York Times. NPR's Chris Arnold reports there's a history of people telling their employers to take this job and...
There's something fascinating about people who don't just quit, but who go out the door in some kind of grand style. A personal favorite is a disgruntled grocery store worker in Seattle who wrote, "I quit" in Cheese Whiz on the customer service window before leaving. And at the top of any list of recent job quits has to be the JetBlue airline steward, Stephen Slater.
The flight attendant who had a major meltdown is out on bail this morning.
After 28 years as a flight attendant, Slater gained folk hero status in the summer of 2010. After a flight with some difficult passengers, at least according to Slater's version of events, Slater loudly quit his job over the plane's intercom, using the F word many times, then grabbed a beer and went down the plane's emergency exit slide.
Stephen Slater walked out of a New York City lockup to a crush of photographers.
You gonna lose your job?
More than likely.
Slater's grand exit was picked up by all the news networks. There were countless internet tributes, some of them musical.
So he commandeered and grabbed a beer and spoke his mind. Yeah, he flipped the latch and out the hatch and down the slide.
For some reason, there is definitely an element of the heroic in dramatic job quits. That someone is willing to sacrifice their future job prospects for the glory of the moment. Although, in the case of the Goldman Sachs executive Greg Smith, given his pay scale, he probably doesn't need to find another job right away.
This is kind of pure id.
Ben Dattner is an organizational psychologist and the founder of Dattner Consulting, which works with major companies on executive coaching and culture change. He says there is a vicarious thrill about watching somebody else give in to the desire to do something that we know we shouldn't do.
The desire for revenge, the desire for public retribution, without thinking more rationally about what are the consequences for me and for my career.
In the Goldman case, the company said it will examine claims by former employee Greg Smith that executives, quote, callously talk about ripping off their clients. Dattner says Goldman probably should do some self-examination.
Perhaps there's also something for Goldman to learn about an employee who was pushed to the breaking point.
In recent years, some employees' over-the-edge moments have been captured on tape and then posted on YouTube. One hotel worker in Providence, Rhode Island, named Joey, snuck in members of his ragtag-looking brass band to the hotel, and they played a surprise protest march to his boss when he quit his job.
Guys, all of you out right now.
Jared, I'm here to tell you that I'm quitting.
And there was a DJ at the Gulf Coast radio station WBLX. She went by the name Inetta the Mood Setta. She had had enough, too, and quit on the air.
For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more.
Chris Arnold, happily employed at NPR News.
I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around.